Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Tell me about Buck Oliver, Whit. I heard he was back in town.
He's staying with Eugene and Katrina. He's graciously volunteered to paint the front of my shop.
He comes back to town, and you get vandalized, and Wooten has a break-in.
Jules, my half-sister is in town, and I think she's up to something here. One of the kids said they saw her at McAllister Park with Vance King.
Hello, Jules.
Hi, Vance.
I worked out the deal. Are you still in?
I'm here, aren't I?
All the other businesses are joining the festival, Whit. You're the only one who has said no.
What exactly are you telling me?
In plain words, the association wants you to join in the festival.
Mr. Whitaker should put aside his personal prejudices and support the association's decision. He can unite us or remain divisive.
Whit?
Are you all right?
No, I don't think I am.
Mr. Whitaker!
The map says this area is Hangman's Hollow.
Where's the ghost town?
What's that over there? It looks like a fence.
What's a fence doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Harlow Doyle, P.I., or Detective Doyle, or just Dut, if you're in a hurry.
You scared us.
Well, you shouldn't let people sneak up on you like that. What if I was a smuggler and you had happened upon my cache of stolen goods?
Yeah, well, we would have screamed the same way.
Really? Identically? Hey, what's he doing?
Oh, that's Jay. He looks like he's burrowing under the fence. Come out, Jay.
I'm busy.
Is he wearing an Elvis Presley belt?
Yeah, he's a fan.
Ooh.
Jay, are you coming out?
Yeah, in a minute. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, so, what are you two doing here?
Oh, well, we're trying to figure out why there's a fence in the middle of nowhere.
This isn't nowhere. It's Hangman's Hollow. And frankly, I believe there's an antique smuggling operation going on in these rarely traveled parts.
What makes you think so?
This area is notorious for smuggling, all the way back to its founding.
Wow. What were they smuggling?
Well, the usual. Gunpowder, liquor, and teeth.
Teeth?
You don't think those toothless gold miners wanted to be toothless, do you?
All right. I give up.
Jay, what are you doing?
Three detectives and you can't tell? I'm stuck.
He's stuck.
Yeah, happens to the best of us. I once got stuck under the fence surrounding the White House. Had it not been for the helpful hand of Secret Service Agent Jennings, I'd be there still.
How do we get him out?
Since Agent Jennings is not here, I suggest we lift the fence.
Lift it?
Lift it!
Yeah. Thanks! See you on the other side.
Jay, come back!
No way! I want to see a ghost town!
Yeah, well, we all do.
I mean, it's here! An Old West ghost town!
That was good lemonade, Jules. Thank you.
You're welcome, Buck. If you want any more, just say so.
I will.
Well, well, look who's Mr. Handyman.
Hey, Vance.
Jules.
Vance.
Smart move, Buck. Getting in Whit's good graces by painting his shop makes your sweet deal at Eugene and Katrina's more of a sure thing.
Just helping out, that's all.
Give it a rest, Vance.
What? I am just acknowledging Buck's intuitive abilities is all. He knows how to play people.
Or, as I said, it might just be me helping out.
Stick with that story. Hey, Jules, where's your phone?
In my pocket.
I texted you more than once.
I wasn't in a position to answer.
Yeah, well, we need to talk.
Not here.
Let's take a walk, then. Or we could go inside.
We'll walk. Buck, if Connie asks, just tell her I'll be back in a little while.
I will.
Wow, Jules, did you know Juvenile Hall made such nice guys?
Let's go.
Now, what's wrong with that picture?
Thanks, Detective Doyle.
Well, if I'd known I was gonna scramble under a fence, I'd have worn my other suit. If I had one. Great Fiddler's Cap! Why... It's a ghost town!
Didn't I say?
So it's true. A ghost town at Hangman's Hollow.
But why? How?
Well, it's perfectly obvious.
It is? How is it perfectly obvious?
Well, I was hoping you could explain. I have no idea.
Well, let's look around.
Jay, is that a good idea?
We're here, aren't we? And I'm not going back under that fence.
Neither am I. Chicken wire wreaks havoc on my leather elbow patches.
Then, let's go investigate the ghost town.
Yeah. After you.
As the ranking adult, allow me to lead the way. After you, Matthew.
Jules, I wouldn't have shown up at Wit's End if you'd answered my texts.
I couldn't. I told you.
Couldn't or wouldn't? You're not bailing on me, are you? Because if you were thinking about ditching me, I'd have to say that it's too late. The money's in the bank, if you get what I'm saying.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not the worrying kind, but I know predictability when I see it.
What are you talking about?
It's that Odyssey magic. You spend some time here and it makes you feel all cozy and comfortable and loyal to the wrong things. I knew it was a bad idea for you to stay with Connie.
Where else could I stay?
The hotel. It was all set up.
Which would have been weird. And you wanted me to be close by, remember?
Close, but not too close. Don't get sentimental, Jules. That's all I'm saying. Keep focus.
Well, don't come to Wit's End to see me again. Buck has to wonder.
Buck won't say anything. The last thing he wants to do is make trouble for anyone. Or are you worried about what he'll think of you? Oh, brother. Oh, brother. You're not...
No. Just stay away and let me do what I have to do.
Fulfill your part of the arrangement, and we'll have no problem.
I will.
Wow. It's a classic Western town from the Gold Rush period, I think. There's the saloon and the surveyor's office. The telegraph office and the hotel.
The windows are all shuttered.
The doors are locked, too. Well, what do they think? Someone's gonna break in and steal their stuff?
Well, we're here, aren't we?
This is all very suspicious to me. Very suspicious.
Why, Harlow?
Because the dirt road that comprises Main Street is perfectly smooth. Note, no ruts, no tracks, no imprints of horses' hooves. It has been swept clean.
So? What does that mean?
It means that this town is very suspicious to me. Very suspicious.
What is that? Mooing?
Cows, maybe?
Ghost cattle? I never heard of such a thing.
The sounds are coming from over there.
No. They're coming from that direction.
Oh, we're surrounded.
But what?
Well, perhaps that large crowd of slow-moving people can tell us.
They're walking really weird.
I don't think they're a normal crowd of people.
Not with the skin falling off their faces in a hygienically challenged way.
Ew!
What kind of ghost town is this?
Wait just a bottled sanitizer minute. This town isn't full of ghosts. It's full of...
zombies!
Wow, you're making good progress, Buck.
Thank you, Miss Katrina. I figure if I get the preparation work done today, I can start painting tomorrow.
It's kind of you to do this for Wit.
I'm happy to help.
I had a conversation with some of the teachers at school about you. They're very impressed. They were using phrases like intuitively bright and gifted.
Oh, they're just being nice.
No, they aren't. You're all of those things, Buck. I'm very proud of you.
I promised I'd do my best.
That's as much as anyone can expect. But I'm a little worried. You're pushing too hard. You volunteered for the library at lunch and the office during your last period. Now you're painting which shop?
I can handle it.
I'm sure you can, but if you feel you have to work hard to earn your keep or to impress us, you don't have to.
I understand.
I hope you do.
Zombies!
What do we do?
No, don't panic. They can sense fear.
Quick, somebody take a picture of this.
All right, cut! Cut! Huh? You've ruined the shot. What are your people doing on my set?
Set?
Aaron! Where's Aaron? What do I pay him for? I want security!
Ooh, I could provide security.
Yeah? And who are you?
Harlow Doyle. Private eye.
Security? Well, tell your bosses that you wrecked my shot.
That's what we get for hiring local yokels to guard the set.
Hey, I'm not here to guard any set.
Then what are you? Kojak the Night Stalker? And what's with these kids? This isn't Wizard of Oz. Come on, help me out here.
We were investigating the ghost town.
We're not doing tours of the set. It's a closed set. Aaron!
You mean you're making a movie here?
A television series. And no, we're not. Because you ruined my shot. Do you know what I'm paying all these extras to Slobber and Groan?
No.
But neither do I. But it's a lot, I think.
So all these zombies are actors?
I wouldn't bet on it. Did you break in for an audition? Is that it?
No.
I'll do an audition. What do you want? I can do anything. You name it.
I'm here, Mr. Romeo.
Oh, great, Aaron. Just in time. Get these people off my set and find out how they got in so it doesn't happen again.
Reset the shot. We'll take it again.
All right. How did you get in?
Through the fence.
And the no trespassing signs didn't put you off?
There weren't any signs.
And you? An adult should have known better.
I resent that insinuation.
What insinuation?
That as an adult, I should know better. Since you should know that putting up a fence in the middle of Hangman's Hollow and spreading rumors that there's a ghost town out here would be like honey to the bee to those of us who make our livings as investigators. Well, you had me with those zombies. Totally unexpected.
Well, let's get you out of here.
Huh? Excuse me, are you really letting people audition for your TV series?
What kind of show is it?
A family gets trapped in a ghost town with a bunch of zombies.
Ooh. I love reality TV shows.
Yeah, well, it's not... Oh, hold on. I'm sure this is important. Aaron Hall. Oh, okay. Okay, we'll be right over. The producer wants to see you.
Uh-oh. Does this mean we're in trouble?
Don't worry. Producers have no real power.
This one does. Follow me.
Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Is Eugene around?
Oh, he went to the Business Association meeting to support Whit.
Oh, did Whit need support?
As much as he could get. I think this Let's Get Together Festival controversy is wearing him out.
Ms. Adelaide is trying to get the entire teaching staff to support it.
What are they going to do?
They're in a tough position. No one wants to look like they're against tolerance and inclusivity.
What about you?
No one has asked me about it. But I can't endorse it for all the reasons Whit won't. But I can fade into the background. He can't.
Hey, you didn't happen to see Jules out front, did you?
No.
She's disappeared again.
Well, I've done as much as I can do until we get the paint.
Hey, Buck, have you seen Jules?
Oh, yeah. She went for a walk.
By herself?
No, ma'am.
With who, then?
Vance.
What?
That's me. Oh, it's Eugene.
Did Jules say
Hi,
why
Eugene?
She was going off with Vance?
No, ma'am.
Then I
the
wonder
emergency
what...
emergency room.
What?
Oh, no. Do you know why?
Katrina, what happened?
I'm here at Whit's End. I'll tell Connie. Bye. Whit collapsed at the association meeting. They took him to the emergency room.
I have to go! Wait, I can't go. What do I do at the shop?
I'll take care of the shop.
You should be there with Eugene.
I can watch the shop if you want. I got a little bit of training before.
Thanks, but no. I'll close it down and put a sign in the window. People will understand. I'll try to get Jules on her cell phone.
Or I can wait for her and let her know what's going on.
Okay, thanks. Help me get everyone out, will you?
I will.
You go, Katrina. I'll be right behind you.
All right. Oh, but Buck...
Don't worry about me. I'll walk home later. I have plenty of homework to do.
All right, if you're sure.
I hope Mr. Whitaker's all right.
So do I.
So these are our trespassers.
Yes, ma'am. I'll have my team secure the fence.
I'm Brenda Lindelman, the producer of this show. Are you local?
Local yokels, to quote your alleged director. I am Harlow Doyle, private eye.
Are these your children?
No.
Okay, Harlow Doyle, private eye. How would you like to work with Aaron on security for our show?
I am an investigator.
Then I'd like you to investigate how you were able to break in.
Ooh, a case. You can count on me. Well, that means I'll have to interrogate myself. And you know, I haven't had to do that in a long time.
Aaron, sign him on. And make sure he signs the confidentiality agreement.
Right. Come with me, Mr. Doyle.
Okay. I can help you solve the mystery of how all those people became zombies, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, let's start with the fence.
Hey, I want to work on the show, too.
Can you act?
Can I act? Just pretending I like hanging around with these guys is award-winning acting.
Hey!
Okay, I'll give you a chance.
To be on the show? Really? My big break!
What about you two? You want to make it in show business?
Not really.
Me neither. We just wanted to find out about the ghost town.
Oh, interested in ghost towns, huh? Just the audience we want to reach. The right demographic, too. You're from Odyssey?
Uh-huh.
Small town kids. Perfect. You want to help me with my show?
They can't act. Keep your eye on the talent. Over here.
I don't want more actors. I want normal people.
Oh, well, that's definitely not me.
No kidding, Chucky.
Jay.
And, what are your names?
I'm Emily Jones.
And I'm Matthew Parker.
I need your advice about the show.
Us? Give you advice?
I'll consult with you, but I'll still want an audition.
You just did one, and you've got the part.
Wow, that's great! What part?
You really didn't have to walk me home, Buck. I would have been all right.
I wouldn't be much of a gentleman if I let a young lady walk home in the dark.
Are there any gentlemen left?
There are. You're just not hanging around with them.
Look, about Vance.
It's none of my business.
There's nothing between us. It's a business arrangement.
Any kind of arrangement with Vance is a bad idea.
I'm leaving in a couple days, but you're not. You should be careful.
Vance doesn't worry me.
He should. Good night, Buck. Thanks.
My pleasure. Jules, are you sure you know what you're doing?
I thought I did, but not anymore.
All right. We've got verbal permission from your parents over the phone. The form's filled out for them to sign. You've seen the concept for the show, and now we get to the questions.
Ooh, like a pop quiz. Okay, time me. The name is Family Survivors, and it's about an average family who are trapped in an old western ghost town.
And they have to fight to survive an attack by zombies.
Great. Would you watch a show like this, Matthew?
No. My parents would never let me watch a show like this.
Why not?
Zombies, violence, the kids are in life-threatening danger.
And that's a problem. Why?
Would you watch this show, Emily?
Oh, no. I don't like zombies. And my parents probably wouldn't let me watch it either.
Jay?
If it'll keep me quiet, my parents won't care. Because, quote, they want me to be quiet.
Perfect. The three of you fit into our three marketing categories.
We're categories?
Matthew's parents are dogmatic in what Matthew can watch. You said you wouldn't watch it anyway, but only added that your parents would have problems with it, suggesting some room for negotiation if you really wanted to watch it. And Jay's parents are indifferent.
Is that what we said?
Let's talk about the characters in the show. What did you think of them?
Well, I was kind of confused about who was who.
What was confusing?
The two adults, Anna and Kim. Mm. Are they the parents? Well, where's the father?
An interesting question. Why do you care about that?
I don't know, because you said it's a family, so I thought...
But you're not supposed to care.
I'm not?
All our studies indicate that your generation doesn't care about traditional definitions of families.
But what if we do care?
You won't in a couple of years. The family we've created is, or will be, the typical family.
You're ahead of your time. I get it.
What did you think of the kids?
Well, I wasn't sure about the first one. Justin?
Oh, he's the heartthrob. Our surveys show he'll appeal to your demographic, Emily. He sings, too.
You're gonna have singing in a zombie show?
It's a zombie musical?
Not exactly, but that's a great idea. I'll write that down. Zombie musical. Justin's for our tie-in promotion. He'll appeal to the girls in the audience, and Kindred will appeal to the boys.
Yeah, she totes a shotgun. She's cool.
So, what's the relationship between Justin and Kindred? They're related, right?
That's a mystery. We won't answer that question until the second season.
So, you don't have a regular brother and sister in this family?
You've forgotten about Madison.
Oh, wait. Is Madison Justin's sister or Kindred's sister?
Madison is Justin's stepsister and Kindred's half-sister.
Oh, boy. I need an organization chart for this.
You think this family is a good representation of average families?
It's not about what I think, but what our marketing information tells us. This is the trend.
Do you have a character who used to be an assassin for a covert government agency? Because that could be my role.
I'll get back to you on that. So, what else?
Well, do the zombies have a regular family?
Let's talk about the action figures.
Yeah!
Hey, Buck.
Who is that? Vance?
Should you really be walking in the park after dark?
It's safe, isn't it?
You never know. I'm glad I bumped into you.
Is that what you've done? Are you sure you weren't following me?
I can't slip anything past you. I want to talk about that little exchange you witnessed with Jules.
It's none of my business.
I'm making it your business. Things are going on that you could be part of. If you have the smarts to join in, otherwise, you'll miss a great opportunity. Or worse.
Worse?
You're either with me or against me. You don't want to be against me.
Or what?
Your sweet life here could go wrong.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you around.
Hey, Buck, I heard that Wooten's house was broken into. Some people think you had something to do with it.
Why would I break into Wooten's house?
Well, the why isn't important. It's enough that you're in town again and things like a break-in happen.
I have an alibi.
Yeah. Who uses words like alibi? You do. See, anything happens around here and folks are gonna think of you first. Who knows? Maybe you vandalized Wit's End so you could look like a good guy by offering to fix it up.
You're the only one who thinks that way.
I may be the only one now. Give me time.
Vance, I've met more guys like you than I care to count. You're a manipulator, a poison. The kind who will do anything to get the upper hand or bring people down just for the fun of it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good summary.
Well, maybe you can run circles around people who don't know better, but not me.
Buck is getting tough. It's about time.
I don't have to get tough. But how about this? I'm going to do whatever it takes to stop you and whatever scheme you've got going.
Wow. It's a good thing I'm not a violent person, or I'd take those as fighting words.
You're not a violent person, but you probably have some friends who are. Keeps you from getting your hands dirty.
Funny you should bring that up. I want you to meet the friends you just mentioned.
Hey, Vance.
I'll see you, Buck. Oh, and you might want to think twice about putting up a fight. No one will believe self-defense, and any complaint against you could make the juvenile authorities think twice about letting you out early. Sweet dreams.
Oh, I hope Buck is all right. And what's happening with Jules and her connection with Vance? There's so much going on. I was thinking about Buck and the conversation he had with Katrina. She was worried that Buck has been trying to earn his keep or impress them with how he's changed. Katrina was trying to show Buck that there is a kind of love he doesn't understand. It offers itself like a gift, whether the person has earned it or even deserves it. That's the kind of love that God has for us, a love so great that it put Jesus on the cross for our sins. It's the kind of love God wants us to have for one another, to love as Jesus loved us. And when we do, wonderful things can happen. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Dave Arnold. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.